Grace and mercy and peace be unto you, from God the Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text for today comes from the Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Jesus the vine, you the branches, the Father the vine dresser. That is today's picture of your union with Christ through faith from the Gospel according to St. John. Joined to Jesus in faith, you are alive and fruitful, as living branches joined to a living vine. Apart from that vine, apart from Jesus, you are dead and fruitless. The dead branches the Father prunes, and even branches that are fruitful, he nips with his pruners in order that they might produce yet more fruit. Now, anyone who keeps fruit trees or grapevines knows the importance of pruning. Dead wood needs to be cut away. Living wood also needs to be pruned back in order to produce even more fruitful wood. The Father's pruners are the law by which he prunes away the old Adam. You may wonder sometimes what God is up to. Why does he permit any hardship or any misfortune to happen to believers? The answer is here, as Jesus gives it. He is pruning away the dead branches, trimming the living ones, so that we produce even more fruit. Drive out to any of the local vineyards around. You can see this parable with your very own eyes. The grapevines are pruned back severely. They're pruned back to just a few branches coming off of what looks like an old, gnarled trunk. They look as though they'll never produce any sort of leaves, much less fruit. You see them fresh after a pruning, they've got hardly any branches at all. All of last year's growth is pruned away and discarded. But when spring gives way to summer fruit, the results are apparent. Much fruit. If those vines were not pruned back so hard, then there would be little fruit, or at least fruit of very poor quality. On close examination, the life of a Christian may not be a very pretty sight. Certainly not the sort that you're going to boast about on a television. But fruit trees and grapevines, they're not pruned for pretty, but for fruit. The master vine dresser does not prune for pretty so that the world can admire just how wonderful you are. He prunes for fruit. He cuts away the dead branches that have succumbed to sin. He prunes the living branches too, so that they would bear even more fruit. That old Adam, our sinful nature, it would rather prefer that we grow wild, like an unpruned vine or a tree. I'm sure you've seen what happens when a tree or a vine goes untended. When it's allowed to just grow all over the place. Sure, there might be a lot of green on the outside. Lots of dead wood on the inside. And often very little, if any, fruit. This is exactly how Jesus described the religious types of his day. As whitewashed tombs, he said. Pure and holy and beautiful on the outside, but dead on the inside. The believer in Christ is exactly the opposite. dead on the outside, but alive to God on the inside. The operative word in today's gospel is abide. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. What happens when a branch is broken from a tree? It dies. Not right away, perhaps, but it slowly dries up, and it certainly doesn't bear fruit. What happens to the believer when he or she is cut off from the word? Same thing. Faith doesn't necessarily die right away. It just kind of dries up and shrivels. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. To abide is to dwell, to reside, to have your home and your place somewhere specific. To abide in Christ is to live in him through faith. It's a baptismal way of speaking. You have to be baptized into Christ. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. You have been grafted into the true and living vine. By the Holy Spirit, you have been given the gift of faith. That graft that joins you to Christ the vine and receives all that he has to give you. His forgiveness, his life, his love. Christ is your life. There is no life apart from him. There is only the outward trappings of life. The visible stuff that looks a lot like what we think is life, but in the end leads only to death. To abide is not a sporadic thing, something that only happens once every once in a while for a little bit. That isn't abiding. Abiding is not sticking one toe in the water. It's diving headfirst into the deep end. It's an organic union, a living graft, a fruitful communion where Christ feeds us and makes us fruitful. We want to be happy. That's what we tend to want, but God wants us to be fruitful. We want to be comfortable. God wants us to be comforted. We would like to be pruned for pretty. God prunes for fruit. Now, what is this fruit that a disciple joined by faith to Jesus produces? Well, in Galatians, that would be the big nine of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, Paul says, there is no law. And no law can produce these things. They come from the Spirit, who flows like living water from the vine to the branch, making it fruitful. Paul then immediately reminds us that those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the flesh with all of its passions and desires. We need to be pruned if we are to bear the Spirit's fruit. You can hone that list of nine down to one little word. Love. Love is the fruit of faith. Now, we're not talking here about love the feeling. Those types of love goes by the terms philos and eros. We're talking here about love the action. Love that lays down its life for for a friend, and even for an enemy. Love that gives with no regard for receiving. Self-sacrificing love to the loveless. Love as in God sending His Son into the world to be the atoning sacrifice for our sin. Love as in God is love. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation, the atoning sacrifice, the payment for our sins. God is love. We are not love. In order for us to love, we must first be joined to God in Christ. We must first be as branches to the true and living vine. And being joined to Christ, we in turn love one another as God in Christ first loved us. And again, this isn't a feeling. We're never commanded to like each other. We aren't commanded to simply put up with each other. But we are commanded and we are given to love one another. And this can only be done in God. Here is where the vine and the branches analogy works so beautifully. Love flows from the Father through the Son by the Spirit into the branches who are alive in Christ. It flows from the wounded side of Jesus, the water and the blood, and the font and the supper. From the words that flow into your ears, but the love of God for the sinner in Christ flows to you. And it doesn't just stop with you either. Nice green leaves are a sign of a healthy branch, but the fruit is how the branch is known. By their fruit you will know them. That the love of God in Christ that flows through you produces fruit 30, 60, 100 times for those around you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and be my disciples. Not proved to be, as the text in front of you says. It actually translates to just be. Abiding isn't about proving, but about being. The branch shows itself for what it is by the fruit that it produces. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected, brought to its goal and accomplished in us. You can't see all of the sap that runs from the vine to the branches. You can only see the fruit. Often you can't see Christ or faith. You can only see the fruit of love. As God in Christ has loved you. Love. It's not your love at work, but Christ's. He is the vine. You are the branches. Amen. Now may that peace of God which surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus into life everlasting. Amen. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia and Amen.